From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com. Be sure to follow us on social media at Shauna and Lala. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at TheRealShaunaMay.
And check me out at Bella_Lala125.
And today on the show, we have from The Really Loud House. Later on, we are talking to Jazeer Bruno and Wolfgang Schaefer from The Really Loud House on Nickelodeon. So interviewing Jazeer and Wolfgang the other day brought back like so many memories.
I bet.
From when we were younger.
Nickelodeon was, that was the it thing to be watching.
Yeah.
On TV.
I forgot to ask them, but I wonder if there's still like the green slime, you know?
Oh, I know. It's crazy. As a kid, I always wanted to be slimed, you know?
Me too.
Right? And then we went to my sister's wedding in Mexico. I guess the resort that she picked was a Nickelodeon resort. Like, they were, like, partnered with them. And I didn't know that because it did not seem that way. There was not any amusement stuff around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, at the pool, certain times of the day, these people who work for Nickelodeon would come and they do, like, a little dance show. And then they would put the kids up to sit on a bench and they would get slimed.
Oh my gosh.
So I have a video of Gio getting slimed. Like, he was living my childhood dream of getting slimed and he was not happy. If you remember Gio when he was little, he didn't like to get dirty.
Yes.
So he like tried to hide in the back of the, I'll have to put a picture up for you guys, but they had to like pull him out like, no, like you got to get covered in slime. But when I felt it, I was like, yeah, I'm glad I never got slimed because the hair, nope, not happening.
Did you tell him like this was mommy's dream?
Yeah, he didn't get it. He's just like, what? They're going to pour green slimy stuff on me? I was like, yeah. He's like, no. I'm like, do it. Come on. I need to see this.
I need to relive my childhood.
Yeah. So he did it, but he didn't really get a lot on him because he was hiding and petrified of the slime coming down. It was really cool, though. So I got to see it in person, at least.
That is cool. I've never seen it in person. I've always wanted to go to, like, Nickelodeon Studios in Florida.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember when it was, everything was taped in Florida.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and now things are taped in other cities, other states. So it's really cool to see how, like, Nickelodeon has evolved.
Yeah.
Into a giant, humongous network. It's just crazy to see, you know, and it's still on the network today, you know, Nickelodeon, and they just have different TV shows now.
I was going to say, is it all different than when we were kids? Did they have the same cartoons out?
I don't know. I wonder.
Yeah, we'll have to
check it
out.
They have, like, Rugrats still, and do you remember Doug?
Yes. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And Patty Mayonnaise.
Yes.
And I always, because of that show, I dreaded eating, was it beets? What was his food that was like his arch enemy? Like, was it beets, I think?
I don't know, but I love beets.
I know you love beets. And I was like, oh, beets. I'm never having those. And then I had them one day. I'm like, these are good. Doug almost made me not eat them.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. SpongeBob was on there, I believe.
That's still around. Yeah.
All that.
Oh my God, all that. That was so funny. Now Clarissa, I look back.
Do you remember Clarissa Explains It All?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking you're still talking about all that. I'm like, you mean Amanda? Like,
remember, Amanda Bynes?
Yeah. Oh my God. But yeah, Clarissa Explains It All. Yep.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else, what other shows there were. I mean, Nickelodeon was like the SHIT.
Yeah, it was. Like, that's where you were running after school, you were rushing home to watch your favorite shows. And I miss the innocence of that. I don't know how it is now. I'll have to check it out. Some of the shows on there and see if my son is into that yet. He's 10, so, I mean, at 10, I was watching Nickelodeon.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, he would be interested in it.
Yeah, maybe.
Even in, like, the nostalgic Nickelodeon, we'll say that.
Yeah. Rugrats? I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe Julina. Maybe Julina will like Rugrats, but.
Maybe.
Gio likes SpongeBob, so there's one.
Who doesn't like SpongeBob?
I know.
So let's jump into the interview with Wolfgang Schaefer and Jazeer Bruno from The Really Loud House on Nickelodeon. On the phone, we have two stars, Wolfgang Schaefer and Jazeer Bruno from The Really Loud House on Nickelodeon. We all grew up watching Nickelodeon. I know I did. I am so excited to talk to them. And they have a new season coming out. And it's a musical, right, guys?
Yes, that's correct. A musical to remember. An hour long.
So, Wolfgang, you are the man with the plan. And Jazeer, you are his best friend on the show. And so,
yes.
When you say the man with the plan, are you like the one that comes up with like the crazy schemes and crazy things to do?
Yes. Lincoln is the mastermind behind all of Lincoln and Clyde's crazy adventures. And Clyde assists him with it, you know?
Yeah. Lincoln can be very imaginative.
Yeah, Lincoln comes up with all these crazy plans and Clyde helps him execute them.
That's
and,
his buddy.
Yeah. I can tell you, Lincoln and Clyde in season two are going to get up to some crazy adventures together.
Oh, wow. So what kind of things are you guys planning on doing on the show?
Well,
we're going to do a couple of things. We got the musical coming out, though.
Yeah. Lincoln and Clyde spend the summer apart. So when Clyde comes home on the last day, they have to pack an entire summer of fun into one day. Mm-hmm. But something happens, and Lincoln actually loses his memory. So him and the whole family have to sing to him to get it back. And that is going to be the premiere of season two, which is one of our craziest episodes of all time. And
very fun. Very fun.
Wow. We'll definitely have to tune in. Did you guys have to obviously audition for the show? I mean, or did they just come to you and say, you know, we would like you guys to be on the show?
A long time ago on the Christmas movie, when we first came out with that, me and Jazeer both auditioned on the very first project of The Really Loud House.
We did a chemistry read?
Yeah, we did a chemistry read together during the audition process, actually. So that's how we kind of met each other before we knew that we were going to be Lincoln and Clyde.
And then the years went on and just kept on growing, evolving, and became friends.
Best friends, yeah. After the Christmas movie, they did offer us a series directly. And ever since then, it's just been one thing after another. Halloween movie and now season two.
Awesome. So what are your plans for after season two? Are you working on season three yet? Or are you going to go to a different show? Like, what are your future plans?
Well, we could be thinking about a couple of things, but we're going to do season two.
We're focusing on season two right now. We're actually still filming it. Season two is not finished yet. It's obviously starting to air, and we're almost finished with season two. However, we don't know for sure if anything's going to happen. That's not us like being cryptic or anything. We don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'd love to do another season or any other projects related to Loud House, but we're just enjoying the time we have now.
Well, I did see some clips of past shows and I was just sitting cracking up. Like, you guys do some crazy funny things.
Yeah.
Season one is hilarious. Lincoln and Clyde do some crazy things. That's actually all streaming on Paramount Plus right now. The whole season is there, ready to watch. Yeah. Season two is not yet on Paramount Plus. We don't know when that will happen. But season two is even more hilarious and we get even crazier adventures.
Clyde and Lincoln, they just do whatever comes to their mind. I mean,
it started out as a cartoon, correct?
Yes, correct. Yes, The Loud House on Nickelodeon is an animated show.
Then it transformed into a live-action series.
Mm-hmm. Live-action movie originally, then a series. And, you know, the animated TV show is actually still airing. It just got picked up for another season. And, yeah, it's pretty great.
That's really cool to see how the creators and writers and directors go from like a cartoon to actually making it like an actual real TV show. Like, I thought that was really interesting.
I think we can relate to Clyde and Lincoln in real life also. Mm-hmm. Being on set is just cool in general.
Being on set is so fun, especially with Jazeer. Over the years, over the Christmas movie, the Halloween movie, and season one and two, we've just grown into such good friends. And basically real life Lincoln and Clyde.
It's an awesome experience.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing like working with somebody, you know, I'm sure 5-7 days a week, not being able to be friends with them in real life, like, that would not work out. So you guys have to be, guys got to be friends.
Yeah. We've been lucky enough to get such an amazing cast, the whole cast, all the sisters, mm-hmm. me and Clyde, mom and dad, everyone
everyone gets along. Everyone's great to each other on set.
This is a very all-around show.
Everyone likes each other. Everyone's friends, and we're just so lucky to have a cast like that.
Yeah, we hang out after set too. We have a social life out of set. We might go places on the weekend after a long week of set and stuff like that. So we're all really real friends in real life too.
That's awesome.
Luckily we don't have that problem. But yeah, no, it's definitely it's a crucial part of the show to make sure that everyone gets along. And at least so far, and I think in the future that's what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, everyone, check out The Really Loud House on Nickelodeon, and soon it'll be on Paramount Plus.
Yes, great. Yes, thank you. A musical to remember, 7 p.m. Eastern on Nickelodeon. Make sure to tune in.
And that's the show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you again to Nickelodeon, Jazeer Bruno, and Wolfgang Schaefer for being on the show this week. Everyone, you could check us out at ShaunaAndLala.com. Be sure to follow us on social media at Shauna and Lala, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Real Shauna May, and follow Lala at Bella_Lala125. We'll see you next week.